Salmon Boy.
Long ago in a village, there was a little mean naughty boy. He never wanted to do anything and didn't listen to elder people, especially his grandpa.
Little boy, once you finish your salmon, go throw the bones into the river with the other children in the village, for the respect of the salmon people.
Do I have to, Grandpa? I want to play tag with the other kids in the village. Why is it so important to throw away salmon bones in the river? Why not bury them in the compost since it's only 2 feet away?
You need to respect the salmon people under the water. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you that I'm going to tell the whole story of the salmon people once we get back from throwing the salmon bones in the water.
Fine, I'll go. And do I have to hear the story of yours?
Yes, you have to listen to the story after you come back.
The mean, naughty little boy rolled his eyes and went as he was told to throw the bones into the water.
Ugh, I don't want to go hear the dumb story that my grandfather is going to say. Hey, I got a good idea. I'm going to play by myself so nobody knows where I am, and so that I don't hear the dumb story that my grandpa is going to tell.
Then all of a sudden, the little boy felt dizzy and boom, fainted. And the boy woke up in an unknown land underwater.
Where am I? What happened? Why am I not in the village? Where's my grandpa? Help!
Suddenly, two salmon swam towards the little boy and said,
Man, what are you doing here?
I don't know. I just appeared here. I don't know how I got here at all.
Well, you're underwater with us, the salmon people.
Then the little boy went with the salmon people to live with them. A couple years had passed and the little boy was now a big and mature boy. The boy was no longer a mean, naughty little boy. The boy was now playing catch ball with the other salmon kids.
Throw it to me! Throw it! Oh no! It's the girl from the salmon bones! I forgot to drop them in the river! I have to go tell the others. Sorry guys, I'll be right back. Oh my goodness, I feel so terrible. Look at her. She has no bones. That's not fair. She doesn't deserve this.
So the honest boy went over to the salmon people and began to explain.
Oh no, that's terrible. It's okay, boy. It's not like you were trying to keep them from becoming a salmon. We forgive you.
Thank you. I'm glad you understand. And I think I might be ready to go back to the village.
So he got to the village, but didn't see his grandpa.
Your grandfather died about a week ago.
Then the big boy went up to his dear grandpa's grave and said,
Oh, Grandpa, I wish you were here so you could see me good and all grown up, just like you.
Then all of a sudden, the grandpa turned into a salmon.
Eat me, boy, so I can go with the salmon people and you can come with me.
Okay, Grandpa. I'd love to eat you and go with the salmon people.
So the little boy ate the salmon grandfather and then went back with the salmon people.
And that is all.